Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Professor H.J. McIntyre, International Relations, commenting on Six Capitals, Six Points of View. Washington is the last, and Professor, I have no elaborate opening for this. The Congress is in turmoil. The President and his counselors are not presenting to the American people what is our national interest in Ukraine, what is our national interest in the Middle East. And so Washington at this point can be regarded as a non-player in the two-front war in Europe, except that everybody thinks it's a leader or going to provide in some fashion. So just a few minutes, Professor. Washington's point of view, does it have one?
Well, quite clearly, we don't have one. We don't have a sense of what priorities are. We don't have a sense of what our capabilities are. And we're not giving priority. Just to mention, if you want to have something to worry about, look up how many of our nuclear submarines are actually battle ready or operational now. The lack of readiness in our forces is very, very disturbing. Now there are other aspects of our country which are equally disturbing. I think that the absence of a government, which is really what we're facing, we've got a vacuum where we should have a leader, but we don't have a leader. We should have people who are in office who are highly competent, but we don't. I was listening to something the other day. The fellow, he was a firebrand, but he was saying, you know, this national security establishment isn't even second rate. I'm inclined to think that's correct. And if you want evidence, I would just point to Iran policy as being an example of an ill-considered approach, failure to vet and develop a team of people who are really first-rate and who are not one way or another beholden to the subject matter that they're supposed to be dealing with, and fitting this into a balanced approach to a part of the world. We seem to look for headlines. The thing that the great rabbit that we pulled out of the hat was going to be an establishment of relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel. And I think that Saudi Arabia and Israel are not about to normalize their relations. Indeed, the whole Arab world, Muslim world, is going to be pushed back to a kind of anti-Western, anti-Israeli position, which is a terrible loss. They've been making a lot of progress toward becoming regular players. Now in Washington, I don't think there's really any remedy that I can see. We're stuck. It's like, as I always say, after October 2nd, 1919, when President Wilson had his stroke, paralyzed his left side, destroyed his vision in his right eye. That was terrible. This is actually worse. And as an American, I find it very distressing. But I don't see leaders in waiting. I don't see leaders in power. And what worries me most is I don't see an avenue for democratic leadership. And I'm very troubled by the degree to which authoritarian and politically driven leadership is expressing itself, for instance, in the in all sorts of areas, but I think chiefly in the area of justice and civil liberties. I'm very worried by that, and I think with good reason, because America depends on everybody more or less agreeing, and right now there are people in this country, not for the first time, who are trying to break down our cohesion. The idea being that if we break down cohesion, then it'll be easier to become, for one or another smaller group, to become hegemonic. What they don't realize is that the survival of all of the various different interest groups and identities and whatever political factions in this country is dependent on a very, very dependable, reliable, and utterly fair legal structure. And if we start bending and weakening our legal structure, then the open society is going to perish. I don't think it will, but I think that we're steering, we're awfully near the edge of the cliff in a way that makes me very uncomfortable.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. Shakespeare. When sorrows come, they come not in single spies, but in battalions. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.